Karina here with Hello Sunshine. I'm going to be here with you for the next hour. You're tuned into Best Frequencies Forever, BFF.FM. Thanks so much for joining this morning. And I have a special treat for you today. I have my friend Laurel here.
Hi, I'm a special treat.
That's great. You are.
I'm a treat.
Yeah. And you may remember Laurel from episode 100 where she came. And now she's here again.
It's several our years 100th. Later. No, 107th. It's not an anniversary. It's fine.
Yeah. We did this very close to the 200th show and probably should have done it exactly on 200.
Let's pretend. It's fine.
Yeah, it's close enough. So Laurel moved away and now has moved back. And I think when we did the 100th show together, it was right before your move to LA.
That's right.
Yep. Yeah. Mm-hmm. So the intervening years were very sad. but now we get to enjoy her musical taste once more. She's brought some tracks for us.
Yep. So initially, my initial plan was to play a bunch of Zamrock, which is, I'll get into it later, but it felt less like Saturday morning fare than I had initially assumed. But we're staying within Africa, so several countries in Africa. And the first three tracks that we have, we've got something by Miriam Makeba, and another one by someone called Chief Commander Ebenezer Obey. So that's going to be fun.
That's definitely going on my good names list.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. No, that's impressive. And then we have, we'll close out that set with something by Girma Bayene. So here we go.
Great. Sounds good.
Ayamio, idalemo wayo. Stirakat vein, erbesh te chauchi, mechem marat kune, levicham kuro, era kachininchi, ke amma de tiro, se wen kenayatam, betel kalte mare, fikiri bekanyal. Me chibal ne bere. ተስፋ ጠየው ነበር ባንቺ እስቲ ራቃት በይኝ ቀርበሽ ተጫወቺ መቼም መረጥኩኔ ለብቻ ምርኩሮ ራቃልችኝ እንጂ ከአምና ዘንድሮ ሰውን ከናያጣም ጥልቅ ካልተማረ ፍቅር ይበቃኛል መች ይባል ነበረ
All right, what did we hear?
Okay, so that was, we started out with Ture Barika. That was the Miriam Makeba song. And for what it's worth, she's South, we're going to hop all over the place in Africa. So she is South African. the second track was Ayo Nimoa. And that one was the one by everyone's favorite Chief Commander Ebenezer Obey, who is Nigerian. And that is a sample of Juju music, apparently. And then we closed out with Yebe Kanyal, and that was by Girma Beyene.
Great. So we're going to come back to Africa in a couple songs, but we're going to take a detour to Brazil for a minute. And Laurel and I were talking about what we wanted to do with the show today, and we wanted to do some international stuff. And I immediately thought about this Brazilian genre called choro, because I lived in Brazil for 3.5 years, but like never really got a clear idea of what it was. And now that streaming exists, I figured I would like actually solve this problem for myself. Yeah. Because music discovery in the 90s when I was living in Brazil was like not great.
Yeah.
Like you basically could discover what they played on the radio. Mm. And
were there like tape trading groups, that sort of thing?
Oh, I was not cool enough to be in any tape trading. I was in seventh grade. Okay, yeah. My entire wardrobe was from the Land's End catalog. Like no one was like, oh, this girl. Oh,
this girl's going to have yeah. all the cool tapes.
Right.
Yeah, yeah.
So I did discover some really great stuff off the radio. But like there are so many like Brazilian genres that had emerged since choro that like really like took center stage, mm-hmm. like bossa nova mm-hmm. and samba, and like there's this genre called MPB, which stands for Música Popular Brasileira, which just means Brazilian pop music.
Mm. Yeah, yeah. Okay. Wow.
They came up with a whole acronym to just say
it's impressive. Yeah,
pop music.
Pop. It's pop. Yeah, it's pop, pop from here.
Yeah, yeah. Mm-hmm. Which are all great genres, but like choro is much older and like they don't play it on the radio. So anyway, long story short, I spent a little bit of time actually figuring out what it is. And we're going to hear some tracks from that right now. So the first one that I've got is Apanhati Cavaquinho by Ernesto Nazareth. Thank you.
amor, a sua dor, a nossa vida já não cabem na batida do meu pobre cavaquinho. A quem me dera pelo menos um momento juntar todo o sofrimento pra botar nesse chorinho. Quem me dera ter um choro de alto porte pra cantar com a voz bem forte anunciar a luz do dia. Mas quem sou eu pra cantar alto se na praça se vende de a paz e a praça fica mais vazia? Vem morena, não me despreza mais não. Meu choro é coisa pequena, mas roubado a duras penas do coração. Meu chorinho não é uma solução. Enquanto eu cantar sozinho, quem cruzar o meu caminho não para não. Mas eu insisto, e quem quiser que me compreenda, até que alguma luz acenda, esse meu canto continua. Junto meu canto a cada pranto, a cada choro, até que alguém me faça coro pra cantar na rua. Junto meu canto a cada pranto, a cada choro, até que alguém me faça coro pra cantar na rua. Thank you.
was our first choro set. So we started that out with Ernesto Nazareth with Apanhati Cavaquinho. Then we had Chorinho by Chico Buarque. My parents used to play him when I was a kid, and I didn't realize that he classified as choro. And then we had one of the classics of the genre with Choro Number 1 by Conjunto Epoca de Oro. And one of the things that I really enjoy about this genre is that a lot of the songs that fall into the genre have choro in the in the song title. It's kind of like if you were like a punk band and you like named your songs like Punk Number 5.
Right, yeah. That's pretty punk, actually. That would be super punk.
Yeah, maybe that exists. We should look that up during the pause. But it makes it very easy to find like songs that fit into that genre, because you just like look for the artist and you're just like, which of their songs have choro in the title?
Yeah. Requesting probably is kind of interesting then too. It's like, oh, play number 5, play number 16.
Right. You know? Yeah.
I love 11.
Yeah. We're going to go back over to Africa now. What have you got?
All right. So coming up, we've got Jonas Pedro. And and then we've got a Somalian band called Durdur Band. And then finally we close out with some actual Zamrock. So Zamrock is really interesting, and I urge you all to look into it. But it was this rock movement that was spurred on by the fact that a couple of things happened at the same time. So a bunch of immigrants came in because there was a rush to the copper mines. So they brought a lot of musical influences with them.
And this is in Zambia,
and this is in Zambia, yeah. And then Zambia had also recently become independent, and its president insisted that 95% of the music played on the radio was Zambian in origin. And so there was a rush to, like, create that music. So you hear a lot of the Western influences, but you still get a lot of the sort of, like, local instrumentation. So it's really cool.
Yeah, I like that idea of like using policy.
Yeah,
just be like, let it be, and then it exists.
Right. Yeah, yeah.
And now we're listening to it.
You have to make this stuff now.
Yeah. Great. So this one is.
So we start out with Dadje Vano.
Great. Yeah. Thank you for that.
Yeah.
Just seem there, bon, 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 bon,
What did we have there?
All right. So we started out with Dudje Vanovno by Jonas Pedro, and then Duyo by Dur Dur Band, who are Somalian. And then we closed out finally with the Zamrock piece, Every Day Has Got a New Dream by Foot Switch.
Cool. So now we're going to go back over to Brazil and continue playing some choro for the next set. Shoro, like before I started listening to it, I just assumed it was really depressing because chorar means to cry.
Oh,
in Portuguese.
Wow. Okay.
And it turns out that like the etymology is unrelated.
Right.
And
yeah,
it's
yeah.
like actually really upbeat and like was inspired by like European polka music. So that was definitely a surprise. And I think one of the reasons I didn't explore it sooner is because I just expected it to be depressing.
Sad music. Yeah. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I don't know how many other people have that misperception. But apparently, like Choro is like an abbreviation from Choro Meleiro, which just meant musician.
Oh, okay.
In like colonial Brazil. But like no longer means musician. So like that would not have been obvious.
Yeah. I think, yeah, yeah, yeah.
To me in middle school.
Yeah.
So
would this have changed your life had you discovered that it was not sad music while you were in middle school?
You know, there's plenty of happy music that wasn't in the choro genre. So I had a pretty happy middle school experience as it was.
Okay,
like,
good.
Mostly by listening to the entire catalog of Legión Urbana and driving my parents nuts by playing it all the time. My dad got me the box set for Christmas one year, which
was
key.
Well, he brought it on himself.
Yeah.
By being a good dad.
Yeah. And I'm sure mom helped out with that too. But yeah, that was a like MPB band from the 90s who I've played on here before, who just were like wildly popular in Brazil. And it was like before my time, they'd already broken up as a band before we moved to Brazil, but they were still Aww. On the radio all the time. So very formative, not choro. But I'm glad to discover it now because
Yeah,
it's like a very rich musical history. And like, I feel like the roots of like the African influences mm-hmm. from like the slave tradition and what happened to like that musical tradition when it came to Brazil is sort of like in this early genre that sort of led into all of the like later genres that were like more familiar to me.
Yep. Yep.
Yep. So we'll start the set out with Jacob do Bandalim with Choro de Varanda.
Thank you.
All right. Before we go back over to Africa with Laurel, I'll just read you back what we played in that set. We wrapped up the set with Abel Ferreira with Chorando Baixano. Then we had Pixinguinha with Odeon before that. And then we started the set out with Jacob do Bandolim with Choro da Varanda. And Pixinguinha is apparently one of the like masters of the genre and also played music for decades, just a very long time. And it's worth checking out the rest of his stuff as well. I'm planning on listening to more of it after this. So I wanted to read you a quote about Choro because Laurel and I were talking about how it really captures like what is special about the genre. And I think especially coming out of the slave history and tragedy in Brazil and thinking about like the African influences, it just makes a lot of sense to me that this quote just really captures the essence of it.
Mm-hmm.
So Aquiles Riqui Reis said, Choro is a classical music played with bare feet and calluses on the hands.
Mm-hmm.
So I think like just that image, like when listening to this music, just really adds a lot to like the beauty of the sound.
Mm-hmm.
So
like the technicality and the musicality is definitely there, but you can hear that sort of a little bit more laid back, maybe.
Yeah.
Than you'd get with.
I think a lot of it just feels more creative and like fast paced to me.
Yeah.
Like I think just like a willingness to sort of like buck convention and put music instruments together that like don't normally go together.
Mm-hmm.
But I think especially to like my ears today in 2018, it sounds incredibly classical.
Yeah. Right.
Whereas
I think
at the time it was probably like much more subversive when you were used to hearing like actual classical music much more.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. So another thing that I wanted to wrap up was the Legion Urbana box set for my parents. Laurel and I were talking about it. And I realized that I don't remember whether it was Christmas or my birthday or how that came into my life. And I don't have a CD player. I haven't for years. So I have no idea where it is. It's lost to the sands of time. But luckily I have it on Spotify now.
Right. Yeah.
But yes, mom and dad, please, if you remember how this box set came to me, please let me know, because it brought me a lot of joy and happiness for many years when I actually could play CDs.
Yeah. Thank you both or either parent.
Yes, exactly. So moving back over to Africa, what have we got coming up?
All right. So my last two songs are, let's start out with a track from Amadou and Miriam from Mali.
Great. Sounds good.
Hypocrisie dans la politique. Ce n'est pas bon, ce n'est pas bon, nous n'en voulons pas. Démagogie dans la politique. Ce n'est pas bon, ce n'est pas bon, nous n'en voulons pas. La dictature dans la politique. Ce n'est pas bon, ce n'est pas bon, nous n'en voulons pas. Du bonheur, du bonheur. Ce n'est pas bon, ce n'est pas bon, nous n'en voulons pas. Les dictateurs dans la politique. Ce n'est pas bon, ce n'est pas bon, nous n'en voulons pas. Du respect, du respect.
machine de guerre. Impitoyable pour ses ennemis, il travaille pour lui en disant qu'il travaille pour nous. Il nous dit merci en pensant voilà qui est pris.
Ce n'est pas bon, ce n'est pas bon, nous n'en voulons pas.
L'hypocrisie dans la politique, ce n'est pas bon, ce n'est pas bon, nous n'en voulons pas. Démagogie dans la politique, ce n'est pas bon, ce n'est pas bon, nous n'en voulons pas. Les dictateurs dans la politique, ce n'est pas bon, ce n'est pas bon, nous n'en voulons pas.
Du respect, du respect.
Du respect pour le peuple.
All right. What have we got there?
Oh, man. Okay. So that was Ce n'est pas bon by Amadou and Mariam. And I did not know. I had heard of them before and listened to some of their music and enjoyed it. But I did not realize that they had met at a school for the blind. Like, Mariam had lost her sight at 5 due to measles. Vaccinate your children, everybody. And Amadou had lost his vision later at 16. But yeah, so they are blind musicians from Mali.
I knew that they were both blind. I didn't realize that they met at a blind school.
Yeah.
But that makes a lot of sense.
Yeah, yeah. And they're like 4 years apart, so they're schooling age. and then the last track was, I had not heard of this person at all. Her name is Brenda Fassi, and she was named after Brenda Lee, actually, the singer. But that track was my favorite find when I was trying to get together a playlist for this set, and her voice just blows my mind, and the synths in there are unabashedly 80s, and I love that too, so you're welcome, everybody.
I will say I think that was my favorite song from the set today.
Cool,
as well.
Cool.
If not like my most recent several shows, like, I definitely want to go explore her other stuff based on that song.
Yes, yeah, totally. Yeah, I started to dig into it, but I didn't have time, but so far, so good. It's really good stuff.
Yeah, yeah. Awesome. So we'll wrap up today with one last choro track from Brazil. We're going to have Heitor Villa-Lobos with Choros No. 1. And join me again next weekend, Saturday, same time. I will not have Laurel with me, which is sad, but you should definitely tweet at her and let her know that she should come back and visit again more often than once every 100 shows.
And I'll be listening with you, so we'll have that.
Excellent. And now that she lives in the Bay Area again, I'm sure it will be easier to get her to swing by the station. So thanks so much for joining me. This is Heitor Villa-Lobos with Choros No. 1. You're tuned into Best Frequencies Forever, BFF.fm, and this has been Hello Sunshine.
Bye.
Thanks, Laurel. Come again.